Gurney season. Until all the red is absolutely out, my mother won't eat meat, so I cook it till it flecks char. Meanwhile, the dog chews his plastic bone. Splinters drive into his gums. I get them out with eyebrow tweezers. On the front porch, a pumpkin's limp and liquid. The squirrels eat the insides and induce a glaze-eyed stupor. 3 stitches on my dog's large intestine fix the rodent bone perforation. The shrimp smells wet. She bends it. The pheasant's leaking something. I say it's the body's natural fat. She bends it. A season of unread newspaper is sedimentary, like a natural formation on the dinner table. Each Gurney season, I wish I had a firmer grasp on tarot readings. I keep only pulling swords. I'm trying to scry the something red and possibly contagious in the center of me that keeps pulling in things seemingly to break them. My dog's grave marked by a trellis so we don't dig him up after Gurney season is done and we're planting nasturtiums. When she's in the hospital, I'm like that girl in any B-horror movie who reaches out and touches the dark of an empty house like she's expecting something. If I can explain both of us away into something not quite done, I can do a trick where I pretend the dark is solid, where I pretend it could be someone reaching out and touching back.